Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eric Edholm joining us from Yahoo Sports on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Problem with that weekend, Eric, and thanks for coming back on. Problem with that weekend was, it was like, yeah, Bengals Raiders was all right. Niners Cowboys was sloppy, but captivating. Other than that, it was like I've watched the same game four times. There were multiple teams throwing touchdowns to offensive linemen. It was so like similar. What a terrible weekend. But what's the NFL?
Yeah, but I think that would appeal to a Wisconsin guy, right? I guess that would, you know, like offensive linemen catch a team. I'm with you though. I agree that between the shaky officiating, the blowouts, the poor execution, especially at the end of that 49ers Cowboys game, even the close games were marred by something. So I agree. We're primed for a more bang for our buck kind of weekend this coming weekend.
Well, now you should have what are the best eight teams, all the home teams winning last weekend, except for San Francisco. And they're trying to embrace the Road Warriors thing. And they're going to come into Lambeau. It's going to be cold. And I know that the Packers have lost big to San Francisco in the playoffs of yesteryear. And I think that sticks in a lot of Packers fans' heads. But I'm just trying to look at this from a vacuum. I'm just so comfortable and confident in the Packers. They've got the best team. They've got the best quarterback. They've got guys returning. They've got home field. There's going to be fans in the stands. I'm willing to let myself go there and be so confident, Eric, because if they don't win it this year, well, then I'm just like, they're never going to win it again because it could not be laid out for them better.
Right. I understand that feeling. And like, all right, if you were to say, okay, what's the Packers' biggest weakness? Special teams, probably. I mean, I think that would be the one area that scares you the most, because a quick change or a blocked field goal, extra point, whatever, punt, that can certainly flip a game in a hurry. The 49ers are terrible on special teams, so at least they have been, like, to the point where Kyle Shanahan is probably going to have to fire his buddy who he's known for 20-plus years who coaches that unit. So, yeah, I mean, I have a hard time coming up with a ton of matchups that definitely favor San Francisco. Not saying it can't be a close game, not saying it can't be competitive. You know, Debo Samuel's a problem. They didn't have Elijah Mitchell in the first matchup. That's going to help. You know, Jimmy's playing through pain, though. Nick Bosa, you know, his status is still, you know, a little bit foggy. I mean, I agree with you. I don't want to make it seem like this is going to be Bills-Patriots-type score, but I also wouldn't be completely stunned if, you know, if Green Bay has a real strong weekend.
I just think so much has to go wrong for as good as the Packers are. And, like, if you look at the Niners, everyone says they're playing so hot. Well, yeah, I guess they beat the Rams to get into the playoffs, but they were down big in that game. And then this Cowboys game, 14 penalties, the blunder at the end, the light in their eyes from the stadium. Like, the Niners, everybody's acting like the Niners went into Dallas and steamrolled them. They barely won that game.
Yeah, they were in control at 23-10. Felt like, you know, they had kind of – and then Jimmy throws that pick. And, you know, and it sort of reminded me a tiny bit of the Super Bowl loss a couple of years ago to the Chiefs, where, you know, they're up 20-10 with 8 minutes left or whatever it was. And they looked to be in full control of that game, and then one mistake. And that's the thing with Garoppolo. Like, you know, he makes – we got kind of the full Garoppolo experience in that game against Dallas. First half, he was throwing in rhythm, made some darts, you know, threw some, you know, traffic passes that got in there, and keyhole stuff, and you're like, ooh, hey, okay, Jimmy's cooking a little bit. Not throwing bombs, but distributing. And then he makes that mistake. And then, you know, Kyle Shanahan throws him under the bus for the false start, and you know, there was another pass that I thought he kind of got away with in traffic. They ended up calling defensive pass interference, but, you know, it looked sort of ticky-tack to me, and I thought it was a bad decision anyway. So, you know, I mean, he has moments where you think this guy's pretty good, right? He rallied the Niners back against the Packers in the first matchup, started terribly, really didn't get a rhythm until, what, the 2 minutes of the first half. That was like when he started kind of feeling it a little bit. So I think it's going to take a pretty special game from Jimmy, you know, a busted coverage or something where Ayuk can get deep or Kittle has a monster day. It just, you know, I mentioned Debo. I love him as a player. He's such a valuable guy to what they do. But I agree. I think it's going to take a lot of stars aligning for them to have the perfect formula to win. And you're right. Some of these games that they've won have been, you know, somewhat less than convincing, even with even what they did against the Rams. So that was a pretty good finish to that game.
Talking with Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, there's like discussion of Jimmy's shoulder. And I don't know if this is just to get like the Packers thinking of Trey Lance. It seems like the Niners don't want to go there in any circumstance. And then we're all like, oh, the quarterback can run a little bit. Kaepernick, you know, Kaepernick had like 19 carries for 180 yards. Trey Lance is not going to come in here and Kaepernick. But if anything, maybe it gets the Packers thinking about something else. But I got to think Jimmy Garoppolo's got to be like dead before they play Trey Lance.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's some real excitement in the building about Lance. You know, talking to some people there this season, they're saying, look, we see a kid who just turned 21 who can do some pretty special stuff. But if he was better, he'd be playing, and especially with a banged-up quarterback. I understand you're probably not going to make a change. You know, if your starting quarterback can walk and move and do all the basic stuff, he's probably going to play in this game. But, you know, I mean, this could be Jimmy's last start. I think they're ready to kind of turn it over to Trey. And one thing I noticed when I watched him play in I guess it was week 17 when he got the start for Garoppolo against the Texans. And it's it's not a terrible Texans defense. They're not great, but they give up a lot of yards. But he would miss the easy pass. Like the first read would be like a, you know, throw to the flat, something that Rodgers does in his sleep, all the great quarterbacks do. And reset his feet and hit the second read, which is a much tougher throw, and make it. So it's like on one play, you can see how Lance, like, okay, you got to take those layups, man. But he can also hit the Steph Curry shots too. So he's got a lot of special. I don't know that he's anywhere close to being able to produce now, but maybe a few plays Saturday night, I could see him used. Absolutely.
I think that when you look at where this game is going to come for Aaron Rodgers, you know, there's a lot of talk the offseason. There's still talk that pops up about his future. I wonder if the question is, if the next couple of weeks, how much that plays into what Rodgers wants to do next year. But I kind of think it's more how it plays into what the Packers want to do. I think that, you know, the salary cap next year for the Packers, and we can say it's a myth, but you can't pay everybody $25 million bucks. I think the Packers, best case scenario is you win the Super Bowl, duh. But
sure,
you still, with Aaron Rodgers playing at this level, you can't, like, get rid of him. So you have, like, a year next year where it's, like, the transition year, one more year of Rodgers in Love, and then the contract's going to run out. He can do whatever he wants. And then you're going to not be so good next year because of guys they are going to leave. I don't know if you bring Devontae back. I just think that the Packers have to be – win the Super Bowl, keep Rodgers, and then he walks is the best-case scenario. Other than that, it's going to get messy. Do you trade Rodgers? Do you try to go all in and win again? Because I really do think that this is the best team that Rodgers will ever play on the rest of his career, no matter where he plays. There's pressure on all these teams to win. But I don't know that there's ever been this much pressure on a team, especially in Green Bay.
Yeah, I think this one, you know, I mean, I don't know that it's, I could be wrong. Maybe it's not, in my mind, quite as great as the 2011 team that lost to the Giants. I thought that team was a juggernaut. I mean, I thought there was no way they weren't winning the Super Bowl. Obviously, didn't quite end that way. But yeah, your point stands. This is the last best team probably that he has. And you know, keeping Aaron Jones was obviously a huge part of it. And, you know, making that offensive line, you know, work and everything was important as well. And it all has come together. It's all worked out beautifully with all the questions that existed not that long ago. I think it's a pretty great thing. And, I hope he stays. I really do. Not just, you know, for you guys. I just think the story would be a lot of fun if he could, you know, continue on and do it the right way. Win the Super Bowl this year would be obviously great for him and for the franchise. And then it would just sort of take all the pressure off of it. And I wrote a little bit about this yesterday, how, you know, look, we're going to face questions about Rodgers or Garoppolo, depending on which team loses and which one wins. And this is sort of the nexus right here, because, you know, if Rodgers doesn't go anywhere next year and Russell Wilson doesn't go anywhere next year, because there's, you know, talk that both could stay where they are, Garoppolo ends up becoming one of the more, I guess, interesting quarterbacks that could be available, the veteran guy. So, you know, he's more of a commodity, I guess, than some people may realize.
I've talked myself into the Rams beating Tampa Bay, and then right before I put that pen to paper, like, my hand won't let me because Tom Brady. And it's just the factor of Tom Brady. It's not even the skill of Tom Brady. It's just the factor of Tom Brady.
You know, right. And you know, like, I mean, he just, even against, I remember watching a couple weeks ago, Carolina in the regular season finale. He was, you know, they were sluggish. They came out slow and they were missing some starters. And, you know, Carolina was clearly the better team for the first, you know, 18, 20 minutes of the game. You're thinking, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden, boom, 2 minute drive. He scores. Boom, another one. You know, it happens so fast. He just closes your lights out. You know, I mean, he just shuts you down. And he can have a bad series or take a sack or throw a ball in harm's way. And then all of a sudden, the next drive, it's like surgical. So that ability to kind of flip the switch, you know, I mean, it's at his age, doing it time and time and time again, it's unbelievable. So, yeah, the Brady factor has to play in. The Stafford factor, are we overrating what he did last week? You know, he had multiple turnover games, I think 3 weeks in a row before that. So it wouldn't stun me if the Rams won, but it certainly wouldn't shock me if Brady had his way with them too.
If the Buccaneers come to Lambeau, let's look ahead with respect to the Niners, but would they still be a worse matchup for the Packers, you think, or the Rams? Because I would think the Packers can beat Tampa Bay, but then Tom Brady, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the Rams' star power has to be respected. You know, like, OBJ has come on now. Von Miller has 6 sacks in his last 5 games. You know, Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald, the mainstays. Stafford, you know, is coming off one of his cleanest games of the season. So, I mean, you know, their best 6 players. I mean, the Packers are probably one of the few teams that have a top 6. You know, if you're just taking your 6 best players or whatever it is, aren't many teams other than Green Bay that can match that kind of firepower. So there is that element of it. Do I think the Rams are a super complete team? Other spots like the secondary worries me, the offensive line, you know, they've asked Aaron Donald to play a zillion snaps this year. I mean, he's up around 1,100 right now, counting last week. And so it's you're pushing your horses quite a bit. And that's what that kind of worries me about Tampa. I mean, about the Rams rather. And with Tampa, I mean, look, if they're fully healthy, it's a different discussion, but they're already missing Godwin. You know, the backfield's banged up. Just the number of pass catchers who can – it's just so much Mike Evans that you worry if he's going to get worn down a little bit.
AFC, obviously, then. Chiefs, Bills, that seems like the championship game over there, no?
Oh, yeah, I mean, right. And boy, this is what Buffalo, I think – they were built to be 2 teams, New England and Kansas City. You know, that's how they – I'm not saying they obviously didn't respect other, you know, opponents, but they had to have the elements. They knew we're going to go from the good feel-good story, the team that gets in the playoffs and loses round one, to the team that can compete for Super Bowl titles. Here's what we need. Now, they lost Tre'Davious White, which worries me, but they played so well without him. It's hard not to look at what they've done and say – even before the New England game last week, I said, I'm like, I'm telling you guys, I think they have a Super Bowl formula. Defense ranks in the top 5 in almost every unit, you know, the major categories, playing unbelievably well. The safeties, Micah Hyde, you guys know. I mean, he's been great for them. So, you know, Josh Allen, what he can do, he's on a level right now. But you got to go into Arrowhead and do what you did earlier in the year, which is take care of business in a really tough environment. So, yeah, that game should be everything it's cracked up to be.
Should be a fun weekend, although I did say that last weekend, but I think this weekend will be. Eric, we do appreciate hearing from you, and we'll check in again down the road.
All right, looking forward to it, man. See you, Bart.
Eric Edholm joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can check him out at Yahoo Sports on Twitter, Eric_Edholm. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.